This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Good morning. Today we look at the church at Pergamum, the polluted church, reading from Revelation chapter 2 verses 12 to 17. To the angel of the church in Pergamum write, "These are the words of him who has the sharp double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold on to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold on to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it." Pergamum was a rich and powerful Greek city located on a hill north of Smyrna, close to the Aegean Sea. The city was well planned and had temples to Greek gods Athena and Zeus. It had a library and works of sculpture. The church was founded by Antipas, ordained by John himself. Pergamum had served as the capital of the Roman province of Asia Minor for over 25 years and was an important religious center for a number of pagan cults. It was the first city in Asia to build a temple to Caesar, and it became the capital of the cult of Caesar worship. Of Pergamum, an ancient writer said that it was given to idolatry more than all Asia. The problem with this church was that they had allowed Satan to rule them. Idolatry and sexual immorality had come into their lives. In our own lives, are there areas where Satan rules? This is a time for us to look into our hearts and ask ourselves if we have kept our lives holy and pure before God. The person of Jesus Christ here is the one who has a double-edged sword. And we know that that is the Word of God. And the Word of God in Hebrews 4:12 says is active like a double-edged sword, piercing through bone and marrow, soul and spirit. So let us examine our hearts as we look at what God is looking at. He praises us if we keep ourselves pure, just like the believers in the Pergamum church. In spite of their environment, there were some who remained true to the name of Jesus. They did not renounce their faith even when their leader Antipas was put to death in their city. History records that he was slowly burned to death in a kettle by Emperor Domitian. The plea is to repent because they were holding on to the teaching of Balaam and to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. We all know the story of Balaam found in Numbers 22. He was hired by King Balak to curse the Israelites. After trying unsuccessfully three times to curse Israel, Balaam came up with another plan. He decided to corrupt them by his counsel. He counseled them to have Moabite women seduce Israelite men into intermarriage, resulting in the blasphemous union of Israel with fornication and idolatrous feasts. The price that this church would pay would Jesus would come and fight against them with the sword of his mouth. And the promise for the believers was hidden manna, a white stone, and a new name. Friends, it is important for us to keep our lives pure and to hold on to our faith in the most hostile of environments. Do not compromise with false teachings. Don't be controlled by false teachers. Remain true even when you witness great persecution against the people of God. Subtle deception and a compromising world is the beginning of a great downfall. Are you ready to embrace the values of the world or the values of God? Let us pray. Dear God, We thank you that you are the God who promises to strengthen us, Lord, when we go through temptation, because your word says no temptation has overtaken you that is common to man. But with the temptation, you'll also give us a way of escape. So God, help us. Help us not to compromise, but Lord, to be overcomers so that we could enjoy the promise, Lord, that you have said. You will give us a new name. You'll give us the hidden manna, and you will give us a white stone. That is the symbol of innocence, Lord, in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.